A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 20th December 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we're talking about Zimbabwe's re-engagement with the international community after years of isolation under the leadership of former President Robert Mugabe.
The new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has indicated that his government is willing to be integrated into the international community and is trying to woo investors into the country.
And tonight we are briefly hosting the United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Mr. Harry Thomas, in our show. As you will remember, a delegation of Zimbabweans from the opposition and civic society testified recently before a congressional committee on foreign relations, and they brought up the issue of sanctions, and we're going to discuss that and other issues as well.
We will also touch on the issue of the first State of the Nation address that President Emmerson Mnangagwa delivered today.
As indicated, we have our very special guest tonight, Ambassador Harry Thomas, without wasting much time, because we understand he's going to be joining us briefly. Welcome to the show, sir.
Welcome to Zimbabwe. Welcome to America. And so honored to be a guest as part of the new Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Yes, Ambassador, like you are pointing out, the new Zimbabwe, how do you see Zimbabwe? You saw it changing. You were there, and you saw the old Zimbabwe and the new Zimbabwe. What do you think of the new Zimbabwe?
Well, we are enthused. We think that people want free and fair elections. They want freedom of speech. Most importantly, they want jobs. They want cash, the ability to pay tuition for their children, take their families on vacations, and have opportunity. So we very much are supportive of the new Zimbabwe.
Mm. But do you see the new government delivering that?
It's too early to say. And that's just a fair assessment. They haven't had much time in office. The finance minister delivered his budget speech last week. President Mnangagwa gave his State of the Nation address today. It's too early to tell, but we are heartened by the promises both made in terms of what they want to do on the economic side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ambassador, from what has happened, what do you make of, I think we are having a bit of audio issues with the ambassador, but I hope you can hear my question. I was going to say, Ambassador, from what has happened, do you see, because there have been this talk about the too much involvement of the military. Of course, they've said they're going back into the barracks, but people are still saying that this is like some kind of military junta. What do you make of the new government?
We want to give the new government a chance, as do the Zimbabwean people. We want to see if they are able to provide jobs, health care, educational opportunities. And we're going to take them at their word because they promised all of this. And that is something we support. We want to see this done in accordance with your wonderful 2013 Constitution. Nothing could be better for the Zimbabwean people. But it takes time. The economy is in tatters. To turn around an economy in a short time will be a Herculean task, but we want to show them that American investors, American companies are interested in Zimbabwe given the right challenges. After all, Pepsi-Cola just opened. Pizza Hut is going to open after Christmas. American businesses are very, very interested in the opportunities they will have in Zimbabwe.
So, go ahead, John.
Maybe the main question that Zimbabweans and all those who are listening is about the issue of sanctions. Mm-hmm. Because the Zimbabwean government, the previous leadership and the president, they are all talking of one thing, that the sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe or those targeted sanctions imposed on other some Zimbabwean leaders is impeding development in Zimbabwe. What is the U.S. going to do about this?
Well, as you know, sanctions and that issue for the United States government and other governments are up to our president and our legislature. Mm-hmm. What we have told the Zimbabweans is they need to lobby our legislature, lobby our executive branch. But any decision on those issues are going to be made based on performance. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important that elections be free and fair and nonviolent, as President Mnangagwa has promised. Very important that he end corruption, as he has promised. Minister Chinamasa said that he's going to uphold and expand property rights. He's going to compensate commercial farmers. All of these things will help our president and our legislature make a decision. But let's be clear, despite all of this, it's Americans who are still investing. PepsiCo is an American company. Pizza Hut is an American company. We're building a new embassy. Mm-hmm. 700 Zimbabweans work there every day. On top of that, we purchased the bricks for the wall that will be a copy of Great Zimbabwe from Zimbabwean businesses. The floors are from Zimbabwean businesses. We have about 100 Americans living there working on construction. They live in Zimbabwean-owned lodges and hotels. We have been and continue to be a major projector for the economy, and as the largest donor to Zimbabwe by far, we have helped the economy. As you know, last year we were feeding 2.1 million Zimbabweans every day. This year, because of good rain, that number is down to about 500,000. We spent over $200 million on HIV/AIDS. And, you know, it's not just curing lives and saving lives, but the PEPFAR programs actually employ people. Why people haven't come to Zimbabwe is not because of sanctions. That I have a hard time convincing people. But when you can't get your money out, when there's massive corruption, where if you open a business, you have to be in partnership with a politician. It's not just Americans. There are countries that don't have sanctions on Zimbabwe who haven't opened businesses. And you have to ask why.
Mm-hmm. And another quick question. Chris earlier mentioned that there was a team of opposition members who came to testify before the Senate here. Mm-hmm. And there was a mixed reaction from both the government side and some Zimbabweans who said these people came to lobby for sanctions to remain. Can that happen from a political party?
You know, I think one of the great things is freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the right to their own opinion. You join an opposition to oppose. If you don't want to oppose, join the ruling party. The other thing that we try to impress upon our Zimbabwean friends is that we have three truly independent bodies. The Senate inviting someone is not the same as the president or the judiciary inviting somebody. The Senate is independent, and they choose to invite whomever they would like. And Mr. Beattie and others are entitled to their opinion in America, but also in Zimbabwe. So what would they say, those same people, if a person from the ruling party came and trashed Mr. Beattie? Really, that's okay. Because that's freedom of speech. That's politics.
Yes.
And that's what everybody wants and tells us they want in Zimbabwe. So if Zimbabwe is going to be strong, you can't be thin-skinned.
Mm-hmm. So, as you mentioned earlier on about the forthcoming elections, are there any sort of benchmarks that you are putting to make sure that you are going to say these elections were credible? Because as far as we know, the opposition mm-hmm. has been pushing for electoral reforms, mm-hmm. which so far there's no indication that those reforms have taken place. So what are you going to use as a benchmark to say these elections are free and fair?
We are not going to use benchmarks. We're going to look at what happens, and then the United States government will make our decision. We have been heartened by the fact that ZEC is going to get a new leader, that we're told that registration, BVR, will continue. We hope funding is there by the government to allow them to extend the voting period. We're told by President Mnangagwa that it's going to be free, fair, and nonviolent. If that's the case, it should be pretty easy to make a decision on that. And we believe that there should be international election observers. We believe they should be the Africans in the lead, that particularly Southern Africans have a role to play, the United Nations, the European Union. The United States would like to be part of that team, but we have no desire to have an American lead or be the co-chair of that. We want to find a way to monetarily support election observers, but also education of Zimbabwean voters on rights in accordance with your constitution, in how to vote, when to vote, where to vote, all of those things we would like to fund along with the international community.
This is Zimbabwean who sent a question before we came into this program. He asked me to ask on his behalf this question. He says that there are Zimbabweans who are now Americans who want to invest back home in Zimbabwe. What does Zidera say about these people?
We say you should invest. There, it's your call. Zidera does not prevent Americans or American companies from investing in Zimbabwe. If that was the case, PepsiCo and Pizza Hut would not have opened. You know, one of the things that we were surprised about in the last 2 weeks is the number of Zimbabwean bankers coming to apply for visas to go to America to attract investors. Mm. Also, I know personally a Zimbabwean person in private equity in New York who's put together a prospectus for Zimbabweans and anybody, actually, to invest in Zimbabwe. We are very much pleased that President Mnangagwa will address South African business persons on Friday and that he's going to go to the World Economic Forum to talk to people about investing. So your friend is welcome to invest. He's not going to be put on charges as an American. We're happy that Zimbabwe is open for business.
That's a welcome development. Chris, because you said that you nasi muno mchirongwa tina ambassador Harry Thomas vanowe miriwe America ku Zimbabwe vatiri kukurukura navo pamusoro pe urongwa kana zvinodiwa kuti Zimbabwe inge ichidyidzana nedzimwe nyika kana kutarisirwa kuti inge ichidyidzana nedzimwe nyika nasi takanangana nenyika ya America. Tanzwa vachitsanangura kuti aiwa zvirango kana masanctions anonzi akatemerwa hurumende haasiyo anotarisa Zimbabwe kuti inge ichiwanisa vanhu vayo mari nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvinhu zvinogona kutaurika nokuti vanhu vanenge vakundikana, asi zvirango zviripo ndezvekunangana nevamwe vanhu nezvinhu zvavanotarisirwa zvakakanganisika zvinofanira kugadziriswa. Vataurawo kuti Zimbabwe inokwanisa kunge ichibatsirwa neAmerica kupfuura zvairi kuitwa iye zvino, nokuti iye zvino iri kupiwa rubatsiro, vati chikafu nezvimwe zvakadaro zviri kupiwa kuAmerica, kuZimbabwe neAmerica. Asi vari kutarisirwa kuti Zimbabwe hurumende itsva yavamunangagwa ichange ichiitawo sarudzo dzakachena, dzakasununguka, dzejekerere, dzinogutsa vanhu vese. Chris.
Yevo chonga, njengokuzwa kwenilapha, silo mhlonitshwa namhlanje ke sibe lenhlanhla silo ambassador uMelika omela ke iMelika iZimbabwe uambassador Harry Thomas nguye ke esilaye kuhlelo lodwa namhlanje. Uxoxa ke ngendaba ezithiyeneyo uke wabamba ama sanctions athi wona hayi labo ababebuyile lapha babevakatshile nje bebizwe ligxuku nje lincane le Senate, ayisiko ukuthi babebizwe nguhulumende. Yiko ke hayi ayisiko kungabangela ukuthi ihulumende weMelika aguqule ingqondo ngendaba zama-sanctions. Ambassador, we have noted that some people have been pushing for, you know, they are saying that, fine, this is a new president, but he's been in the government for 37 years. He was also involved in some, I mean, alleged involvement. We don't know for real if he was involved in, you know, in human acts like, you know, the Kukurahundi massacres and so forth. Isn't that being put into consideration when countries like the United States view him?
Well, you look at the whole person. You cannot ignore someone's past, but you want to also move to the future. Americans, one of the things we're taught from childhood is shake hands and move forward. I think it's up to the Zimbabwean people to judge President Mnangagwa on his past. And that they will do sometime between July and August at the polls. We would like to say, where are you going in the future? Now, one of the things that we hear that President Mnangagwa is considering is some type of peace and reconciliation, whether it's a board or a commission, that's up to him. We think that would be a welcome step. But again, excuse me, that's up to the Zimbabwean people. We will judge him as president. We will judge how he acts toward his people. But again, I don't think this will be difficult because you have a great constitution that he supported, that he has promised the world on his inauguration day and today that he will uphold.
Mm-hmm. And your views on the involvement of the military in the setting up of the new government. Recently, we saw two top army officials being part of the new government.
It's up to President Mnangagwa to select his cabinet. President Trump has General Mattis, General McMaster, General Kelly as part of his cabinet. I was very honored to work for Secretary Powell, who, as you know, is a retired general. You know, in everything, President Truman used to say the buck stops here. We say it all comes from the top. So if he leads, they will follow. He has said there's going to be no corruption. Well, let's see. He said that the military will not intimidate people from voting or registering. We will see. If he acts in accordance with the Constitution, it doesn't matter who's below him because he will hold them to account. And he said he's going to hold all his ministers to account.
Yes, Ambassador, on the issue of international observers, we have noted that in the past, the Zimbabwean government has stuck to the African Union and some very friendly observers. Now, what do you think should be done? Do you think they should open up and invite people from the United States and the rest of the world?
Well, the Zimbabwean government has always said, because you have sanctions, we shouldn't invite people who sanctioned us in. That view may maintain. I do not know. But we also know, we're going to be frank, that most Zimbabweans are somewhat skeptical of SADC's role previously as election observers. We hope these are different actors in SADC and that they're going to look at it objectively. I think South Africa in particular is interested in ensuring that this is free and fair and that the military is back in its barracks. I think that the African Union has a major role to play. And again, it's up to the Zimbabwean government whether they allow international observers. But look just what happened in Kenya. They had international observers. It was kind of interesting, but the most important thing wasn't the international observers. It was the Kenyan judiciary and the second elections. And now Kenya can hold itself up as a model. If I'm President Kenyatta, I'm saying, look at what we did. Wasn't perfect, but it was quite interesting. I would think that if you have nothing to fear, you can invite anybody into your home.
Mm. Your last word, Ambassador, to the Zimbabweans and the government also?
To the Zimbabwean people, our embassy, our government says, Makoto Koto, I'm so pay on your new government. We will be partners as you go forward. We will help you with investors. We will help you with education. We will continue fighting against HIV/AIDS and feeding you. We want this to succeed. So let us help you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Ambassador. It was nice to see you. Nice to meet you here. Thank you. That day was the ambassador to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Harry Thomas. And like we indicated earlier on, we are also going to be talking about the first State of the Nation address delivered today by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Here is a snippet of the address and a brief response from the opposition MGCT Vice President Nelson Chamisa right at the end of the video.
We are determined to remove any policy inconsistencies of the past, to make Zimbabwe an attractive destination for capital. Government is also carrying out a comprehensive review in the harmonization of investment flows and policies to boost the drive for foreign direct investment in our economy. Madam President, Mr. Speaker, sir, government will soon unveil a robust engagement and re-engagement program with the international community in our continued bid to rejoin the community of nations. In the last few weeks, the country has witnessed rampant increases in the prices of goods and services. I appeal yet again to our business community to show restraint and avoid wanton hiking of prices.
As far as we are concerned, we've heard it before. Mr. Mugabe used to make such statements with positive indications, but we hope to then see in terms of action what the president does. Because yes, word is half, but the completion.
That there was the response of the MDCT, and that was the vice president of the party, Nelson Chamisa, reacting to the State of the Nation address by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. That was his first, I must emphasize that, we don't know what your tech is. So you can give us a call right now. Our numbers are 1-202-619-3299. And we also have our WhatsApp number, which is
0101-202-619-2077.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You can get us on those numbers. Balaleli sebesilo mnumzana uambassador uHarry Thomas lapho besixoxa ke ngendaba ezithiyeneyo lizwele ke laba bezwa isingisi ukuthi uthi yena udaba lokubana uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuze elemelika limamukele ngezandla zombili bamelele ukhetho bathi bona ngemva kokhetho yikho lapho abazakhangela khona ukuthi babone ukuthi lo nguhulumende abangamsekela ngokuqotho na ngoba okwakathesi basakhangele nje bathiye indlebe belalela ukuthi kuyinokwenzakalayo befuna ukubona ukuthi nguye umongameli esingathi ngumongameli yini wakhuluma yena la ukuthi indaba ezikhulunywa ngabanye zokubana umongameli Mnangagwa waphatheka kundaba ezifana legugu rawundi lokunye okunjalo, hayi lokho kumele abantu bona abeZimbabwe babe yibo abamxolelayo, nxa bemxolela, nxa besithi kuthathwa amanyathelo kumbe ngamanyathelo bani, yibo abazakwenza lokho, hathi ukuthi amanye amazwe angenele kulolu daba.
Ipapo Chris Ndanzwa, ambassador wachitaura kuti iwo mukurarama kwaone kukura. Anzi taita atikwanisa edu kuti tikangamwe zvane zuro asi tinogona kutarisa remangwana. Anzi we can't ignore the past, but we also have to look at the future. Panyaya kuti toita sei kana kuti vanoi Zimbabwe oita sei nezvipomerwa zviri kupiwa vamunangagwa. Tanzwa vachitaura kuti America inotambira nezviri kuzvakaitika muZimbabwe, utungamiri huripo vachiti aiwa takasununga kushanda nawo, asi tinotarisira kuti vachazadzisa chirevo chebumbiro remutemo rakatambirwa navana veZimbabwe muna 2013, the new constitution. Vataurawo kuti America zvekuti zvirango zviye zvanambotaura iwongu
inyaya inotaurwa asi America yagara iri kubatsira vana veZimbabwe hanzi pari zvino vari kupa vano chikafu vanokwana kuita 500,000 apazuva vari kubatsirwa nenyaya dzechikafu muZimbabwe nehurumende yeAmerica vari kubatsira nemishonga muzvipatara nezvinhu zvakawanda hanzi kune makambani akatopinda muZimbabwe maviri matatu avataura akutoshanda muZimbabwe asi muchichemerwa kunzi kune zvirango vataurawo Chris panyaya yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari muno muAmerica vazvizvarwa zveAmerica vanokwanisa kuitoita mabhizinesi kumusha kuZimbabwe hanzi mutemo wezidhera haukusungei ndo zvavataura izvo
kwezwakala chonga yes Zimbabwe as we keep on with the show, as we continue with the show, we are expecting our guests and experts to help us analyze the State of the Nation address and, of course, the discussion we had earlier on with Ambassador Harry Thomas. Jonga, I hope we are getting any... luck, are we getting any luck with our...
Chris, we are expecting to be with Mr. Issa Mavindidze, who is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network North America president, who is in North Carolina. But I don't know why we failed to get to him, because he is sending a message to say, I'm still waiting. He was supposed to be here just for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether we'll get him. Our producers, they tried his number, but it didn't go through that time. So I'm not sure whether we're going to get him.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Meanwhile, let's cross over to Virginia, right here in the United States, where we have our guest. He is the first guest, he is the chairman of the MDCT here in the United States, Mr. Dan Moyo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, I'm not sure if you had our brief conversation with the ambassador. Were you listening?
Yes, I was listening, and we're very encouraged by what the ambassador had to say in terms of the U.S. wanting to work with Zimbabwe and also laying out what the expectations are for us to develop that or re-engage and have that relationship, which is productive for both countries. And I think now it is really up to the Mnangagwa government to heed what the U.S. is saying in terms of making sure that we have free, fair, and credible elections, and also that the international monitors are invited, because if they have nothing to hide, really, they should be open for everyone to observe the electoral process.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. I understand, Chris, that we finally got hold of Mr. Mavindidze, who is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network North America president. Mavindidze, Makadi.
Chandabata tese kuti iwe wanotaura kuti isusu maZimbabweans tisu tine gona kuva nesimba rokugadzirisa zvinhu zviri munyika medu. Hongu tinotarisa zvakaitika panguva yapera, asi izvo tinofanirwa kuva netariro zvatinogona kuita in our future. So ndabata izvozvo ndikanzwa zve vachiti iwo vachitarisa sokuno kuAmerica kuti zvinyanyi kuva zvinokashikamadza kuti vanhu vamauto vanogona kuva vari muhurumende, vachiwo zvinoda kutarisirwa ndezvokuti vari kumusoro ikoko vanozvifambisa sei kana vakagona nokutarisira bumbiriro romutemo reconstitution, vamwe vese vanogona kuteverera vachiita sezvinenge zvichirongwa kubva kumusoro.
So I think it was Angwa Chitaura Pukitira Panda Terera. Those are the ones of that.
Zinu Zamuno Fungo, Juno Pansaku, Tikare, just as a tower guys.
Parezino, when we set a Tarisira, Kuti, Tione, Kuti.